This morning on April 17th, the Community Caravan for Migrant Justice stopped in several neighborhoods in Montreal. Organized by the Immigrant Workers Center and Solidarity Across Borders, the caravan sought to publicly denounce the recent migrant raids, detentions, and deportations, and also to talk to local people about what this means for workers and immigrants in Montreal and throughout Canada. This caravan is being organized in solidarity with other actions taking place this weekend in Toronto and across Canada. According to their press release, during the first week of April, immigration enforcement raided a number of workplaces in southern Ontario, arresting and detaining workers with precarious immigration status on their way to and from work. Over 100 workers are now languishing in detention centers. 41 of those arrested are scheduled to be deported this Sunday, April 19th. Annabelle Koo is on scene at their stop in Point St. Charles and joined Jaggy and Sarah from Solidarity Across Borders on the road in one of the caravan's cars.
As Montreal area social justice groups and as part of an ongoing campaign for the regularization of all non-status people living in Canada, we express our solidarity and support for the individuals, families, and friends who are affected by these attacks and raids and who are organizing against them. We denounce the CBSA raids and the Conservative government's policies towards migrants and migrant laborers in Canada. We call for the immediate release of all detained migrants, as well as the granting of full status, actions that can be undertaken immediately by Ministers Peter Van Loan and Jason Kenney. We demand status for all as part of our ongoing organizing and struggle for justice and dignity in the face of the repression and fear perpetuated by the policies and actions of governments and their agencies. The recent Southern Ontario raids by the CBSA are a racist escalation targeting some of the most vulnerable and exploited communities in Canada. We unequivocally condemn the actions of the CBSA and organize together to break fear and isolation while building solidarity and support together.
Well, in early April, there were reports of workplace raids in southern Ontario, particularly in Bradford and Gwillimbury, which is north of Toronto. And quickly, information emerged that's now been confirmed that more than 100 migrant workers were picked up by the Canadian Border Services Agency. And when we say this is an escalation or unprecedented, it's that in the U.S. it's quite common to have mass workplace raids by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement. You've had examples just in the last few months of hundreds and hundreds of workers getting picked up at meatpacking plants, at factories, where they try to get jobs. But this is not a tactic that's so common in Canada. Of course, we see deportations all the time. People are living in fear. But this kind of attack on a workplace is something that hasn't been seen. So it's a real escalation. And not only did it happen north of Toronto, but there were people who were picked up near their homes in Toronto itself who do work at that same workplace. And also there were raids that happened in other parts of southern Ontario. So upwards of 100 people were picked up. This coming Sunday, 41 of those workers who were picked up are going to be deported. They're mainly Thai and Chinese. They were coerced into signing away their basic rights to have hearings and what have you. Because when you're a non-status person, if you're a person without papers, you don't have the same rights as a citizen to not say anything, to talk to a lawyer and everything else. So that was exploited by the CBSA to deport them. What we're doing is, in one way, just a simple act of solidarity. There are people in southern Ontario, in Toronto, and in other communities that are working really hard to oppose these deportations, to try to stop them using legal tactics, using through lawyers, trying to mobilize through the media and trying to mobilize on the streets. So that's one thing we're doing, just showing solidarity with that organizing. Also, we want to make sure that those workers know in a most minimal way, they probably won't hear about this demonstration, that there is solidarity elsewhere in Canada. Also, we know that this tactic that the CBAS used in Ontario isn't going to be limited there. It's a national agency. Immigration policies are a federal responsibility. It's clear that recently, things were horrible under the Liberals, but they're just as horrible, if not a little bit worse, under the Tories, who've escalated their tactics against migrants. Recently, Jason Kenney has talked about Mexicans getting in through the back door. He's talked about making it obligatory to be able to read and write English or French before you become a citizen. And he and the public security minister essentially have signed off on these workplace raids, and they could very well come here to Quebec and to Montreal. We are in touch with a lot of people through the work of groups like Solidarity Across Borders or the Immigrant Workers Center with non-status migrants. We know that in any given day in Montreal or around Montreal, there are literally thousands and thousands of people without status who are working in one way or another, in factories, out in the industrial areas of the city, downtown, and you know, in backs of restaurants, and agricultural workers as well. And these raids could come here. And the effect of these raids isn't just to pick up those individual workers and to deport them. It's to create fear. It's to create a climate where people will feel fearful, well, they'll hide away, and all the more better for the government and various corporations, actually, to exploit those workers. So what we're doing today, again, is basic solidarity with folks in Toronto, but also to get out into the communities, to get out to places and just to show people through this caravan, which is somewhat of a novel tactic. Doesn't happen a lot in this way. So we have five cars right now. We're in one of them. We're in the middle of the caravan, I think. Yep. Or no, we're in the back? We're in the middle. I think we just have people who are really far behind us. We're trying to be all together. But we have five cars when we're flying Solidarity Across Borders flags. We have a sound system. And we just want to get out to people that there are people who are fighting and trying to create a climate in lieu of the climate of fear, or instead of the climate of fear and of paranoia and of anxiety. We want to create a climate of solidarity, a climate of mutual aid, a climate where we're working together, and just to get out to people. Because generally, if you just talk to folks and you explain to them the situation, explain how if you're a temporary migrant worker, you can work here for 9 months a year for up to 20 years. I mean, there are migrant workers that a few of us know who've worked under the agricultural program from Mexico and Guatemala, and some of them have been coming here for more than two decades, and they don't have any right to claim citizenship. Or even if you're not within a program, but you're here and you're trying to make a better life for yourself, how can we punish that? Like, what does it mean to say that somebody is non-status or without papers or illegal? You can only appeal to some sort of racist idea to justify that. And it's a total slap in the face and a total repudiation of history, in the sense that people have been migrating for generations and generations and generations. That's a normal part of the human trajectory. But these borders and these bureaucracies that create status for people and different kinds of status, all that does is basically exploit people and put them in very oppressive situations. So we're going to go out. We just finished with Pointe Saint-Charles. We started the morning at 1010 Saint-Antoine West, which is the Canadian Border Services Agency. We've been there many times over the last years to stop deportations or try to stop them, to raise awareness. So we felt that was a symbolic place to start. That's where the CBSA is based. And we came here at Pointe Saint-Charles and flyered outside the metro. Not right now. We're going to be heading in a caravan up to Parc Ex and then over to Côte-des-Neiges. Over the past 2 years, we've organized demonstrations in May. Back in 2005, we marched all the way to Ottawa over 8 days. So today we're doing it a little bit more conveniently for ourselves, which is we're not walking, we're actually taking cars and getting out to people. But it's really done in the spirit that we need to build, like we've been building a support work network and we've been building a network of solidarity, we need to build a rapid response team to deal with the possibility that there will be workplace raids here in Quebec, so that we can respond, we can be ready and fight back against them. Because I see the day, not too far in the future, when it'll be universally acknowledged, just like it's universally acknowledged now, that, you know, depriving large groups of people of their rights is wrong. You know, like the civil rights movement did that, and the queer rights movement has done that. Well, we want to establish that this idea that you can have agents go in and arrest workers and kick them out of the country just on the basis of a piece of paper that they don't have is ludicrous. So we're just trying to build that solidarity. You want to ask specific stuff?
What's the response been so far? I guess we've only been to two stops, but
I think it's been mostly positive. People, like especially with the caravan and seeing flags, it's not something you see every day. Like all the colors and people join together to talk about an issue. People are interested, they're taking flyers, they're reading, they're asking questions. And this is a way to get out to a lot of different people, especially because this is an issue that the media often ignores. Like, if you look up the raids in southern Ontario in early April, it's like there's almost nothing about them. So it's a good way to spread awareness.
Was there a reason you chose these particular metro stops?
I think there's a bit of logic to them. Yeah, absolutely. Pointe St. Charles is there's a lot of connections we have to the area in terms of people who live here, in terms of a lot of radical organizing that's going on here in a lot of different ways. There are people working in support of Catterbell Looney, who's in sanctuary here. So there's been a lot of walking around the neighborhood and raising awareness about that case. People who work with groups like La Pointe Libertaire and the upcoming Centre Social Autogéré, and the history of struggle and resistance in Pointe St. Charles, which still remains, despite encroaching gentrification and the rest of it, still remains a popular working class neighborhood. And one of the themes of our caravan today is that immigrant rights are workers' rights. And we're just a few weeks away from the May 1st demonstration and international working holiday. And it's kind of appropriate to be in a working class popular area where we have some links and just to talk to people. Park Extension and Côte de Neige are areas that we've pretty much always gone every year during our marches. They're immigrant areas. A large population of immigrants are there, and we have a lot of links to the organizations we work with or where people are living. And particularly in Park Extension and Côte de Neige, this is where, you know, the rumor mill spreads a lot in terms of the fear that these raids cause. And we sort of want to break that fear and create instead solidarity and show that. And it's not as if this is the first time this is happening. I mean, this is sort of new in terms of doing a motor caravan, but just to be out there and to fly and to talk to people, I think every year that happens. I think if people see that there's support, there's people who aren't standing in judgment of where you come from and what kind of status you have, that's important. So if we could, we'd go everywhere. Right, it'd be good to go into Hajalaga. It'd be good to, but insofar as we choose a few, then there's that logic to it.
And we when we were planning this caravan, we talked about kind of making it an ongoing thing, which could hopefully happen, like reaching all the different neighborhoods.
This sort of builds on something that the People's Commission Network was doing last summer, which was these popular teach-ins. They were only able to do one last year, which was in Park X, but that's a similar concept, right? Which is just to get out there and talk to people. It's the most basic form of outreach. And, even if people don't agree with you, if you just talk to them a bit, they'll either check it out. I mean, just now in Pointe St. Charles, somebody said, well, these folks aren't legal. And I was like, well, what do you mean by legal? And her friend was saying, they're saying no one is illegal. What do you mean by that? And I just explained the bit that, look, they're workers and they're here for many, many months and they get deported and it's because they don't have proper status. But what's the fairness in that? How can you really justify some people staying and some people not staying? And, 20, 30 years ago, when 20, 30 years ago, people would say, well, if you're born here, if you come from a certain background, you deserve to stay here. And if you're not, you don't. You can't get away with that anymore, right? So you have to really ask people, how do you justify some people having rights and other people not having rights? And I've laid out this challenge, and other people have as well. And it's the only way you can is by an appeal to some racist idea of who belongs and who doesn't belong. So unless we want to appeal to those racist notions, people are, if they're good enough to work, they're good enough to stay. If they're living here, they deserve full dignity. How can we say that some people deserve less dignity, that they're going to get an inferior form of education or inferior form of medical care or what have you, and they'll have less rights than anybody else? And then what the government does, and it's, we're also in the context of economic crisis now, right? And it's really easy in those contexts to scapegoat the vulnerable of society and make them out to be the problem. And one of those scapegoated populations is, of course, migrant workers, because they're taking away other people's jobs. But I think the union movement or parts of it have done a really good job to really break through that and say, actually, it's not about taking jobs. It's about governments and corporations pitting workers against each other to drive down wages and to drive down the rights that we have. So I think, you know, the context, this economic crisis context, where it makes it even more important to go out and talk to people, because when people are vulnerable, when they're losing their jobs, when you know, a lot of people who've never been on welfare have to go on welfare, and they're realizing, shit, after all these years, people have been talking about how welfare is being cut. Now I know what that means. And unfortunately, in those situations, people seek scapegoats sometimes, and others use scapegoats. And I don't think it's by any chance that, you know, this rate is happening now in this context of crisis. And there's other things that are being said by the conservative government to sort of perpetuate that. Of course, they never come out and say, you know, like, all immigrants are taking our jobs. We're beyond that level of crass racism by at least those government figures. But they certainly are doing acts to enable the folks that think that. And we have to fight that. And I think when we fight that, we have a lot of fertile ground on which to do so, because ultimately I think people want to do the right thing and want to fight for justice. And if you just link up struggles together, that's what happens. And definitely on the union side of things, or in the working, in workplaces, workers are more effective when they link up and fight together, not when they are divided against each other. So that's a theme that hopefully we'll be bringing to the May 1st march this year, because we're going to organize a small contingent at that march.
The 41 workers slated for deportation this Sunday, along with countless others that were targets of the coordinated raids in Leamington, Bradford, and Markham, Ontario, were arrested for doing what millions of people do every day. They were going to work. Everyone should have the right to work without fear. Work and freedom of movement are basic human rights, rights that were denied to these people. Policies that criminalize and penalize people with precarious immigration status tie them to abusive employers. We need an immigration system that treats migrant workers like people, not inhumane policies that allow employers to use immigrants as disposable labor. The Immigrant Workers Center in Montreal is launching a campaign for the full application of the Loi sur le Nom de Travail du Québec to all workers, regardless of their immigration status. Right now, hundreds of thousands of non-status people in Montreal have absolutely no recourse in the Labor Standards Board if they are paid less than the minimum wage, if they are not paid at all, if they are fired without justification, or if they are psychologically or sexually harassed at work. To deny immigrant workers the same rights as Canadian workers is xenophobic. The raids in the Toronto area last week and the refusal of the Commission sur le Nom de Travail to protect immigrant workers on the job are two burning examples of the xenophobic reality that immigrants in Canada are living today. So, solidarité avec les sans-papiers. So, solidarité avec les sans-papiers.
For more information on the raids in southern Ontario, please visit toronto.nooneisillegal.org.